Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
He called me vermin! She called me rodent!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is never a good bet to bet against Joe Biden and this team. Never, ever a good bet.
He is crying a lot. No one likes to hear a grown man cry.
I learned everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Whoosh.
The Congressman Omar,
the
I am so sorry
has expired.
That our country is failing you today through this chamber.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 917 says, Naomi Wolf has been reporting on the menstrual cycle effects for 2 years now. You know, again, I think there have been a lot of reports on it. Again, I just saw one today about the increasing problems in fertility among younger women who've taken the vaccine. I remember when it first came out, younger women talking about, was this going to affect their ability to bear children? They obviously had concerns that were well founded, as we're seeing now. And here's this guy from Pfizer, Jordan Tristan Walker. I guess he was on several dates, quote unquote, with this guy from Project Veritas. And this was one of the earlier dates where he was talking about what would happen if someone put two and two together and realized that the vaccines were causing the problems in the menstrual cycles of women. Cut 14.
I will say, like, if it does come down the line, there's something wrong with the vaccine, and obviously people will, like, criticize, like, the big push. Is there a lot of social pressure, government pressure, job pressure to get the vaccine? Like, I have to get the vaccine, otherwise I would have gotten fired, right?
Right.
And if something were to happen downstream, and it was, like, really bad, I think it would, I mean, the scale of that scandal would be, like, enormous.
The scandal, he sounds like he's half in the bag, but he says the scandal would be enormous, obviously. And did you see the statement that they issued, Pfizer? It took them a couple of days to write it. It was obviously seriously lawyered up. And they said, oh, we don't engage in gain-of-function research. I mean, that part they could just cut and paste from the Chinese government, Fauci's organization, whatever. But then they said, well, we do work with the viruses to try to anticipate, or some such weaselly word as anticipate, handling future viruses or future mutations or whatever they called it. It was not a reassuring statement. And it was the best they could do, though, after, you know, I'm sure massaging it through dozens of layers of lawyers and PR people, et cetera, 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And it's just amazing. I've been listening to your cuts and stuff like that, and I know that, I mean, you know how to talk. You know the English language. And we don't use things like all the cuts I listen to. It's like the press secretary of the United States saying, "Well, like it's a holiday, like it's sunny outside, like you know." I mean, you got to be kidding me. It's like ums. I wish you would do like how many times they say with like. That would just make me laugh my butt off.
The Wizard of Likes, as opposed to the Wizard of Oz. we'll try to do that. Maybe we can do that tomorrow. Thanks.
We only have a four-hour show.
A couple of texters are complaining about that, too. They said if their doctor had ever talked to them like that, they would have just gone crazy, hearing like. So it's bad enough when you have a teenage kid and you're hearing all the likes. You know, I remember it used to really bug me sometimes with my daughters, but it's the way it is. 508, soon enough we'll be hearing about birth defects. Another 978, I have a friend who recently left Pfizer. He said they never would give it to their kids, especially their daughters. Apparently there was a good reason for not giving it to their daughters. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Nice job with the show.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, the big red flag for me, Howie, the big red flag for me was when they started this whole vaccine stuff, and the government basically put legislation that the manufacturers could not be held liable.
Right.
To me, that was a big red flag. I said, I will never, ever get this vaccine, and I haven't, and I never will.
Yeah. No, that is a big red flag. But you know what? They were adamant about that. And they have the best lobbyist money can buy because they're making that kind of big money. But they said, we're not going forward with this unless we are indemnified. And they weren't going to go forward. And I mean, Trump and the Congress had no alternative because they had to get this thing solved. I mean, it was being used to defeat Trump, and it was used to defeat Trump. And they had to do it. But I don't blame you at all. And I've always said the only reason I got it, I got the vaccine, was because I wanted to be sure I could get on an airplane. But I have no intention of ever getting a booster shot. And I don't know anybody who does. I mean, they talk about this 9 to 11% of Americans who are getting the booster shots. I don't know a single person who's doing it. Not one. All right. 844-500-4242. We got some more, got a few more Brandon cuts here. We're going to get into Groundhog Day in just a moment, but I want to play some of these Brandon cuts. Speaking of women, Brandon had something to say about that on the 30th anniversary of the Family and Medical Leave Act. Cut 11.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
That's what he said. You heard it. You heard it. More than half the women in his administration are women. It went up when they got rid of Sam Brenton, although I guess he wasn't really in the cabinet. He was just at a high-level administrative bureaucratic job. Let's hear that one again.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
So is he admitting that Admiral Levine is not a woman? Which half is Admiral Levine on?
Again, he/she is not technically in the administration. They are the deputy secretary, correct? I don't know. Cut 10.
I learned a long time ago, just say yes. Have you ever asked me everything? I just haven't said yes, because then I'm going to have to say it eventually.
Nine, seven, eight. Do these Project Veritas fake daters have to put out on these dates? We've all asked that question and we have no answers because we all have dirty minds. I don't think they do. Cut 12.
But I'm so happy to be able to welcome my president back to the United States Congress, back to the United States Capitol, and he's promised me that I'll be able to sit at my desk tomorrow.
Who the hell is he talking about?
I think he was talking about Clinton. Bill Clinton was at the speaking at this event.
His president, okay. If Bill Clinton is back in the Oval Office sitting at the desk, I wanted some people in there with hazmat units before I'm going back in there. I'll work out of the Lincoln bedroom before I go back into the Oval Office if Clinton's been there again. There's too many. If nothing else, there's bad memories there. Cut 13.
No American should ever have to choose between a paycheck and take care of a family member or taking care of themselves.
What did he say? No American?
No American should ever have to choose between a paycheck and take care of a family member or taking care of themselves.
Nor should any Americans.
Merrick Garland?
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 42. 978, can these high-profile celebrities that are openly pushing the booster be sued? I guess they can be sued, but I mean, they have, I think they're covered under the indemnification agreement that Congress passed. It's very difficult to sue somebody it's a congressional law. It's not an executive order. You could maybe sue under, if it was an executive order, but it's like overturning mail-in voting after the legislature has passed it and it's been signed into law by the governor. You got to repeal it, indemnification legislatively, I think. 844-500-4242. You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here. For 1 week only, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. We were given a scented lavender air freshener as a gift recently. Usually I love lavender, but this was beyond horrible. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm took away the bad smell in no time and left the air smelling pure and clean. No fake lingering aromas. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. This bad economic news across the board. Grim milestones, as they used to say when Trump was president. There are plenty more grim milestones now in the economy. All the more reasons for you to try to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
To get D.C. Democrats to approve money for new Cape bridges, which woke Massachusetts people should the bridges be named after? The fake Indian, Barney Frank slash Hot Bottom, Auntie Zatuni slash Uncle Omar, the Perv and the Prius, Gary Studs, or Michael Babysitter Kennedy?
I'm still voting for Barack Obama's lawless illegal alien relatives, Auntie Zatuni and Uncle Omar. What would they call the Bourne Bridge Uncle Omar? They call the Sagamore Bridge Auntie Zatuni.
They are polling right now at 21%. They've actually been overtaken by Barney Frank slash Hot Bottom at 23%.
The bottom is all jammed up.
The fake Indian is still leading.
See why I like that? I like that one, too. There are a lot of good possibilities here.
34% fake Indian is still in the lead. 11% for Gary Studs, 8% for Michael Babysitter Kennedy, and 4% for the Perv and the Prius.
And a caller told me that Ed Lambert came up with this on WXDK, so I want to give him credit for this. This was a good idea to do this way. 844-500-4242. And there are many more possibilities. I understand that. Casey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, Howie, how's your night going tonight?
Good. Good.
So, yeah, I have all three vaccines. I have, when I first started, I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
And then I got the Moderna. And then for the booster, I got the Pfizer. And there's a sad story that my mom told me that one of her friends that she used to work with at the prison in Concord
Yeah.
He died of a heart attack from getting another booster, and he told me, I don't want you to get another booster. So I don't want to end up like this correction officer that died at the age of 40-something or whatever, and I don't want that to be me next. So I'm afraid to get another booster.
I don't blame you. I'm afraid to get it, too. I mean, that's why it's gone from, what, 70, 75% with the first shots down to 9%. Because people can read the stories. They know in their personal lives, like you do, what's going on. I was just thinking, when you said that a correctional officer, they were firing correctional officers for not getting the booster. Another reason why I have no fond memories of Charlie Baker firing people. He fired state troopers. There was a one guy who was high up in the state police. He had to get it to keep his job. He got it, and he had what amounted to a stroke. He survived, but he lost the use of partial use of half of his body, so he can't drive anymore. He's retired. He had years to go, and how many times has that happened? At least he's alive. Some people are dead. Tug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tug.
Hey, Howie, I think it was in October there was a new vaccine called Novavax, and it was a traditional vaccine, protein-based, and it was presented to the FDA for approval, and it's like it went down a rabbit hole. Nobody, as far as I know, has ever heard a thing about it. I smell a rat. Aunt Satoni, can I say something about her?
Yes, go ahead.
One of your rabid listeners... after Obama wrote in his book about how wonderful she was, he said he would drive his yacht to Castle Island or to Castle,
Oh, yeah,
Harbor
to yeah,
pick her
right
up and drive her down to Martha's Vineyard.
You know why I like her? One reason I voted for her, people, I always used to say, illegal aliens are getting welfare, and all these libs would call in and say, you don't know what you're talking about. Everybody knows illegal aliens can't get welfare. And the reason I knew was not because I'm an investigative reporter, it's because I walk around with my eyes open, And so finally she came out, she gave an interview to Channel 4. She said, I'm an illegal alien, I'm on welfare. And I kept playing that cut over and over again. And those calls ceased, Tug. Because how could they deny the dear leader's own aunt? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. More trouble at CNN. This is sad. Don Lamone screamed at CNN this morning. Excuse me, this morning co-host left crew rattled, sources say.
This is CNN.
The low-rated CNN this morning. Helmed by Don Lamone, who was demoted from his even lower rate, though his not as lower rated, evening show. Tensions on the set of CNN this morning have recently boiled over, with Don Lamone allegedly screaming at co-host Caitlin Collins off camera during an ugly December incident that has left the cast and crew rattled ever since. The New York Post has learned. According to sources familiar with the situation, the 56-year-old Lamone approached 30-year-old Caitlin following the show's December 8th broadcast and unloaded on her in front of staffers as he accused her of interrupting him on air. One source with knowledge of the skirmish said Don screamed at Caitlin, who was visibly upset and ran out of the studio. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh. News of the explosive incident made its way up to CNN CEO Chris Licht. He recently told the LA Times that he had no stomach for partisan hackery at the network, meaning he's probably going to fold the network if he has no stomach for partisan hackery, because that's all it is. Chris Licht was said to have been appalled by Lemon's behavior. How about that incident at the barroom? A couple of summers ago out in the Hamptons. Was he appalled by that incident too? A second source said a producer talked to Lamone at the behest of Licht and that the anchor was told to take the next day off to cool off. Cool off. 844-500-4242-71 says, what about the pilots dying while flying? Yeah, that too. There's so many things that are going wrong. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Remember a few years ago when Bill de Blasio, I think in his first year as mayor of New York, he went to Staten Island. They have a Chuck the Groundhog on Staten Island, and he murdered Chuck. He dropped Chuck, and Chuck did not come down for breakfast again. Well, there's been another tragedy today in Quebec. Fred La Marmont, I guess that must be French for groundhog. Fred La Marmont, they announced that he had passed on today, the beloved French groundhog in Quebec.
Do we know his vaccination status?
That's a very good point. That's a good question. That was not made clear. A national day of mourning has been declared, at least in the province of Quebec, by Justin Trudeau. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 508 says, Massachusetts bill has been introduced to allow prisoners to reduce their sentences if they sign up to be organ donors. How convenient. You don't even have to do anything until you're dead. I thought that meant that you could give a kidney and get out immediately. I'd vote for that. But I'm not gonna let them out saying that they're going to give up a kidney or whatever, or an eyeball, after their deaths. No, I don't think so. I wouldn't vote for that. 844-500-4242. So today is Groundhog Day, and I read a column many years ago by Russell Baker of the New York Times. He's deceased now. And he talked about Groundhog Day, and he wrote it up for Groundhog Day. And I could never find the column again until today. And I found it in a book of great American columns, Deadline Artists. And it belongs in the book because it's one of the funniest, it's the best column of his I ever remember reading. And he talked about how in journalism people, you know, he was a reporter his entire life. And he said, people ask him, what's the worst thing that he ever did in journalism? And he said, he used to say covering the Thanksgiving Day parade. Or any parade, for that matter. Covering a fair is right up there, too, for just being a pain. And then he says, being in Washington, and you can't begin all the sentences, is lying as usual, Senator Yatta declared today. He said that was a hassle. But then he said he remembered something worse. And it kind of goes with the movie. He wrote this before the movie Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day. And he said he was sick. And he had the flu on Groundhog Day, and he couldn't get up to turn the channel, and so it just kept going on all day. You know, like for Bill Murray. Again, this was Britain before the movie. All day long it was Groundhog Day. Far into the night, Groundhog Day. No television news outlet had overlooked the great story. Time and again I heard it repeated. Groundhog Day had been among us. Consequences would ensue. Here I become foggy about details. Somewhere in someone's otherwise inoffensive town, a groundhog had either cast a shadow or not. That is, the sun was either shining or not. And as a result, there would or would not be 6 weeks of winter to be tolerated before spring arrived. And so he says now he's recovered from his moment when he almost died with the flu. Even now, with my fever down to a comparatively sensible 105 degrees, I cannot remember how the groundhog's shadow influences meteorological developments. Does shadow casting sunlight mean prolonged winter, or is it the other way around? And who cares anyway, except the American press? And then this is the thing I liked about the column, and this is what I'm getting at, is what have you heard, what are some of the things grown-ups told you that you knew instinctively were nonsense the moment you heard it? Because this is what Russell Baker gets into next. I was 6 years old when I first heard of Groundhog Day. An uncle who was ill at ease with children but was trying hard to be a good fellow told me about it. Even at the gullible age of six, I could tell the whole business was nonsense. I could tell that my uncle thought it was nonsense, too. Why was this sensible man, a man sensible enough to be at ease around children, telling me this nonsense? I wondered. I have since concluded that he was telling me because he had read about it in a newspaper and probably thought it was a piece of American folklore that uncles ought to pass down to future generation, even if it was nothing but rot. Years later, I was tempted myself to tell a nephew the same thing when he asked why they interrupted Howdy Doody for a bulletin about a groundhog shadow. I thought this is American folklore and I ought to lay it on the kid, but I didn't, since being ill at ease with children, I didn't want him to think I was also an imbecile. And so he's talking about how every year in blind obedience to some antique creed about what constitutes news, poor, wretched journalists must trudge off to do the groundhog shadow story, and miserable, defeated editors must display it on their pages and tubes in utter indifference to sensible suspicion that the world could not care less. The groundhog story, Russell Baker says, survives because the unthinking assumption is that it makes for a cute and amusing story, is rarely challenged by an editor or reporter willing to say that the story is tiresome, foolish, and trite. So, but it's not just groundhogs that you're told that, right? Nonsensical stories are told by your relatives. For instance, I still remember the thing about the pools, you know, because we always had, you know, especially down here, but it applied the summer too. You couldn't jump into Casco Bay, not that I really wanted to jump into Casco Bay because it was so cold, but you couldn't go in the water until 30 minutes later, because if you jumped into the deep end of the pool or of the bay or the lake, whatever, you would have cramps. And you wouldn't be able to swim, and you would sink like a stone and be dead. I kind of believed that one for a while. Not for long, though. Then my Aunt Doris used to always tell me, Howard, if you want to smoke, just take one of my Pall Malls. I was about 9 years old. Because, you know, if you get one of those kids, you know, you're out somewhere playing on the playground or something. Someone offers you a smoke. It could be a muggle. What's a muggle, Aunt Doris? It's reefer. Don't you watch Dragnet, kid? They want to get you hooked. And, you know, I found that seemed nonsense at the time because I had watched Dragnet, and I knew that muggles cost more than regular Luckies or Pall Malls, because we only had non-filters around the house. And so that never proved to be true. Aunt Doris, she lived with us for a while, and she also, I like to have pickles with the hamburgers, because she overcooked the hamburgers and it helped me kind of like get them down.
Howard, don't eat so many pickles.
Why? Why, Aunt Doris? They're just cucumbers that are in vinegar.
The vinegar, you drink the vinegar, and the vinegar dries up your blood.
Holy bleep. I didn't eat any pickles for a couple of months. I'll tell you that. I didn't want my blood drying up. 844-944. 917. You could say the same thing for every stupid legit story that's published. That's true. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, the newspapers are, you know, the thing about Russell Baker wrote this column in the 80s. The newspapers are more full of nonsense now than they were when he wrote this story back in 1985 or whenever. 844-500-4242. 978, heard the groundhog was paid off by Brandon to see his shadow. That could be true anyway. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. I got a couple quick ones for you. We used to go over to my aunt's house. She had an in-ground pool. And
yep.
She always told us that. She said, if you urinate in my pool, there's a chemical in there, and it's going to all turn a bright red color, and I'm going to know about it. So we were always afraid to, you know, I believe that one until I was probably about maybe 12, you know, okay? It seemed kind of feasible, you know. But,
because you don't know what kind of chemicals are in the pool, right? So it could happen, exactly. Even if she wasn't planning it. I don't blame. That's a good one, though. That was a positive scare story. Yeah, that's a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw my uncle was always throwing chemicals in the pool. So, you know, I thought, well, gee, maybe one of those things is what she's talking about, you know? But then the other one I used to get was, don't swallow your bubble gum. It takes 7 years for it to digest out of your system. You know, so.
Oh yeah! That's a good one. Yeah, if you don't eat anything raw, because worms could get into your you could get a tapeworm, and the only way to get the tapeworm out is to starve it and then open your mouth and put some milk in front of it, and then when the tapeworm comes up through your tongue, and people have to drag it out of your body. That was Aunt Doris was a font of really scary stuff. I'll tell you that she was always coming up with stories like that. 844-500-4242. My Aunt Mabel had one. I used to, you know, the days before air conditioning in cars, they were hot days, even in Maine, and so I'd have my hand out the window, and Aunt Mabel would say, "Get your hand back in there, Howard." I'd say, why? I'm hot. This is cooling off my hand. Say, didn't you read the story in the paper the other day? A little kid had his hand out the window, and it hit a mailbox, and it took off his hand, that he didn't even know his hand was cut off until he pulled it back in. And I thought to myself, where did this happen, Aunt Mabel? I read the Press Herald and the Evening Express every day, and sometimes Uncle Ray brings home the Daily News or the Record American. I didn't see that story. Where was that story? Just pull your hand back in, Howard. 844-500-4242. 617, you can't eat an hour before you go to church to take the host. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Howard! Did I just see you eating a bite of apple? You can't go up to take communion. Monsignor O'Mahony's going to be very angry when you don't go up to take communion. No, Monsignor O'Mahony, he didn't care. But some of them would have cared. 844. Or you'll go to hell. 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your asset. All the bad economic news that keeps piling up, layoffs, falling housing prices, rising food prices, shortages, so many economic problems. In times of political and economic crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals, also known as tangible assets. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government. To order your guide today, call 800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. There were a lot of worms in those days, you know? You ate candy or frosting, people are talking about that. You get worms. And then there were worms in the toilet, too. You know, you'd just be sitting there doing your business, and a giant tapeworm would come up through the toilet sometimes. That happened in the next town over. You know what else? There was a lot of, mainly in the movies, but they talked a lot in those days, not just worms, but quicksand. I'd see mud in the woods, and I'd run away because I would think I'd finally located some of the quicksand that was always claiming victims on TV. Don't get too close to the TV, Howard. It'll burn your eyes out. Tricia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tricia.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. I can't believe it's about this. They used to say that if you ate the watermelon seeds, that you'd grow watermelons in your stomach.
I did hear that, and I that was never a problem with me because I never wanted to really swallow the watermelon seeds anyway, you know. But sometimes you couldn't avoid it, right? Was it just the darker black seeds, or was it the little white seeds that were just like little baby seeds?
I think they said the white ones weren't as bad, or something like that. I don't even want to say that. My God.
Yeah, they did some studies at the CDC. What was more deadly to you, the white seeds or the black seeds in the watermelon? Thanks for the call, Tricia. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. My mother-in-law has a superstition that she believes this day that if you eat a cherry, it'll stay in your stomach for 7 years.
There's that 7 years again. You know, someone just said bubble gum is supposed to stay for 7 years. It's like the statute of limitations on a major crime, right?
I think so. There's just enough truth in it that I still won't eat a cherry. So,
yeah. Right, I'm not a big... We're not from the Midwest. Cherries are big in the Midwest. Michigan. Cherry pie is number one. It's like our blueberry pie to them. 844-500-4242. 207 says, I just tuned in and I have no idea what's going on. It's Groundhog Day, and we're talking about how they tell adults, I think still tell kids, you know, that if the groundhog sees his shadow or doesn't see his shadow, it means 6 more weeks of winter, or it doesn't mean 6 more weeks of winter. So we're talking about other foolish stories that people tell kids and try to convince them not to do things. 860 says, how about when your relatives would tell you about your permanent record that you have never seen or will actually see? Yeah, I know exactly. Hey, here's Rambo wants me to tell the story about the birds and the salt. When I was a little kid, very little kid, somebody, I don't think it was my parents, there were a lot of adults around my house all the time. May not have even been a relative, but somebody told me that if you put salt on a bird's tail, the bird couldn't fly. And I thought to myself, wow, this, because sometimes the bird would dive on me because there was a bird in our yard it was a mockingbird, I think. And it would dive on me. So I'm going to get that mockingbird, make him my slave. So I went out with a salt shaker, and I was chasing the bird around. And everybody, all the adults were up on the porch, and they were just laughing. They were just like, they were rolling. They were laughing so much. And I was going, why are they, this, that bird, that bird's been dive bombing me and now I'm going to get him. And they're laughing at me. I didn't come here to be made sport of. 844-500-4242. 617, my mother implored me to believe Popeye, who said eating spinach would make you stronger than all the other kids. How about meat on Friday? You couldn't eat meat on Friday. I still remember when it was changed. No, I think it was November 1964. On one Friday, if you ate meat on Friday and died, and you were Catholic, you went straight to hell. The next Friday, if you ate meat on Friday and you were Catholic, no big deal. How would you like to be the last person to go to hell for eating meat on Friday? I asked myself that question. Not anymore, though. I'm Howie Carr.